Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, the National Corn Growers Association staff, Missouri State staff, and also grower leaders had an opportunity to participate in a river collaboration trip in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Mississippi River St. Louis District. The group got to see firsthand the infrastructure and the inner workings of the inland waterway system. 60% of the U.S. grain exports are moved by barge. They traveled from Lock and Dam 22 just south of Hannibal, Missouri, nearly 60 miles down the Mississippi to the Lock and Dam number 25 just north of St. Louis. NCGA Manager of Market Development Michael Granche says the trip proved to be really valuable for those on the tour.
One of the really awesome kind of takeaways for us was, or at least for myself, is truthfully, I really didn't have a full understanding of how much the Army Corps of Engineers does, you know, in maintaining the rivers. I know when I came into it, I just kind of thought that they were solely involved in, you know, infrastructure and management and in fixing some of those infrastructures as the need arises. But they are so involved with, you know, the sustainable management of the Mississippi River, and that goes so far beyond just infrastructure.
He credits the Army Corps of Engineers for the work that it does to keep river traffic moving.
We went through pretty smoothly, but certainly, you know, for the technology being as aged as it is, a lot has happened in terms of engineering since the early 1900s. And so certainly there's room for improvement, but that being said, there are so many talented men and women who, you know, who are responsible for keeping the locks and dams, you know, in working manageable order, so that, of course, we as society can still utilize the tool that is the Mississippi River.
During the trip, participants heard about several initiatives pertaining to inland waterways, including floodplain prioritization.
Before this trip with the River Resource Action Team, with the Corps, I mean, that's something that I had never considered. That's something that I would have never thought about. But of course, you know, all these organisms have play their own role, their own niche role within the ecosystems. And I'm really glad that they're focusing on sustainability. And, you know, of course, here with National Corn, you know, we're also committed to sustainability.
Granche notes that Lock 24 was shut down for repair, and a group noticed various barges waiting for an unknown amount of time to get through. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.